name is Katrina Kibben, and you're listening to the Three Ears Media Podcast. The Three Ears Media Podcast isn't really a podcast at all. It's a recording of a letter that you can read every week over at katrinakibben.com. It's not about recruiting either. If you know Three Ears Media, you know that we're the expert for job post writing. But the letter we write every Friday is all about the people and the stories behind those job postings. It's the stories of the people we meet every week and the thoughts that we have that we just can't shake. I hope you enjoy this week's letter. This week's letter is called A Mother, So Proud During Pride. Every pronoun presentation, I tell this story about a bathroom in New Orleans. I was at an event for work, and as I walked down the hallway, I felt two hands on my shoulders. Then, a jerk that threw me to the ground. The bouncer thought I was a man. What people don't realize is that minus the physical element of that story, this confrontation, this misgendering, it happens to me every single week, sometimes every day. This week, it was in Denver's airport during a connection as I crossed the country to get back to my van. While I washed my hands, she stared too hard. Then she proceeded to get so close to my face that I could have hit her with a simple tilt of my neck. Instead of offering the advice I offer every ally every day during Pride, I stormed out angry, scared. I knew she wouldn't hurt me, but my fight or flight kicked in. I get that sinking feeling every time. Sometimes it's a look or a comment, a question in the bathroom that makes me feel like I'm right back into my childhood. That feeling that I'm never enough of a boy to be in a man's space, or enough a girl to be accepted there either. Just a human trying to be seen and feeling hidden somehow. As I boarded my next flight, I was frustrated, sad, wishing that person a very turbulent, seated next to a baby with a diaper blowout flight. I'm kidding. Kind of. As the flight attendant collected our drink orders, I noticed her earrings. "I love your earrings," I said. And even with a mask, I could tell she was smiling ear to ear. "I have a gay son, and I'm just so proud of them," she said. Then she told me the sweet story of how she acquired those earrings. On an earlier flight, she noticed the rainbow earrings on a passenger and complimented them, just like I did. That passenger also had a queer child, and the two bonded over it. The passenger actually had backups and gave the flight attendant her very own Pride disco ball earrings. "I just love love," she said as she finished the story with a smile and tears in her eyes. Imagining their exchange, I choked back my tears too. That love, the pride someone shows in a child when they aren't even watching, is so beautiful. The kind of always have your back love, love with no question, is truly amazing. I've been lucky to experience this kind of care with so many people who don't carry some special label in my life, but respect, love, and show up for me. People who I can call anytime and they'll be there. I am eternally blessed by that gift, a gift we just call friendship. Because no matter how many nasty people I meet in bathrooms who behave so badly, I know there's hope in that kind of protective, proud love I got to witness on that plane and in my life. There's so much to be celebrated on the tarmac and online because we are living out loud. There's just so much. Happy Pride. Thanks for listening to this week's letter and this episode of the Three Ears Media Podcast. My name is Katrina Kibben, and don't forget that you can read the letter and our weekly blog post over at katrinakibben.com or follow me on any social media channel by simply spelling my name correctly. Bonus, I'm the only Katrina Kibben in the world, so if you spell my name right, you will find me. I'll see you there. Until next week.